You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is great. You were a V fan.
Oh, my God. V was fantastic. I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by aliens and outer space and all that. And, man, they would take that mask off.
They'd pull it like off their middle of their face.
Right off their face, and you'd realize, oh, my God, that was a lizard all along. Now, I thought it was a lizard person that impregnated a human. Was it?
That's right. Did I say it wrong?
You said it was a human that
a human woman delivered a lizard baby.
Right. And
yes,
that, and do you remember,
that's an important detail because that changes everything for me.
Do you remember back in the day they would stop? They would end the show.
The cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger was you didn't see the baby.
Yes.
You had to wait.
She was in
the
hospital
episode.
Delivering, struggling to deliver, and then the people in the room kind of went,
and then it went on the next B. It was so great.
Did you know there was a reboot?
No.
Apparently, yeah. When was the reboot, M, for V? When was the reboot for V, M?
2009 to 2011.
No,
that's actually
kind of
recent.
Completely missed it.
No, I don't know it.
We could never have another V, right?
By the way, the great thing about V, and you said it was the cheesiness of it.
Yes.
It was the, that doesn't even look like a lizard. That mask is not real. It was like all that stuff that was fun. Although in the time, if I put myself in my head at that time, I was like,
was
I think I was buying the whole thing.
I bought it all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember my mom and dad being like, this is so crappy.
But you said what? You were like 12 or something?
I was
like
12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't age well. I was a senior in high school. It cannot possibly have aged well.
A senior in high school. That's funny.
I Googled some pictures from this thing earlier, and it's it's absurd how I remember it being campy and bad.
Yeah.
Far worse than I even remember.
Oh, yeah. No.
Pull up some V pictures.
Yeah,
the
special effects were terrible. They were terrible.
Let me see here.
Yeah, I had to look at some photos.
Brian apparently watched the reboot.
You watched the reboot?
You watched the reboot?
I just pulled up the, you know, picture of it kind of deal. Definitely watched the review, and it was pretty good. I'm
was
not going to lie.
Good?
Yeah,
wow.
Okay, this looks
it
familiar.
Was definitely pretty good.
Yeah, definitely pretty good reboot. Oh, my God, that is so stupid. We watched that and thought it was amazing.
I wonder if that's what aliens really look like.
Right.
Right? That's what it is.
It's always a lizard, right? They're always lizard people.
That's the reboot of V. Now I remember it. I do remember seeing that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Brian, and you say thumbs up on V reboot?
Yeah, I never saw the original, though, but the reboot, I'll give it a thumbs up.
The original is now a laugh ride, I
think
promise you.
You have to see the original.
That's
now.
The original, Brian.
Oh, yeah,
you
I'm checking that
the
out.
Reboot.
Oh, yeah, so bad. So bad.
That doesn't look good.
So I walk in, I'm talking to Emily for a minute there. First of all, I am stunned and shocked and amazed that Emily has never watched The Matrix.
Yeah.
I love the Machanskis. Like, I think that their stuff is great because I really love their, like, mobster mafia movie they made. Bound.
Bound is awesome.
Yes.
Joey Pantoliano and Gina Gershon. And Meg Tilly.
Joe Pantoliano's in The Matrix, too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
You're right, Mace, for all the movies, Matrix, that is a little surprising.
Because that's a top 10 all-time movie.
Are you
me.
A sci-fi person, Em?
I love sci-fi. I just, for some reason, it has not crossed paths with me. I really
want
to see
movie.
It. I would love, one, to see it in a theater if I can, because sometimes they replay old stuff.
Yeah.
Flush not,
2 and 3 down the toilet.
I've heard they're
bad.
I
would just rather
I don't think I ever
stick
saw them.
With
yeah,
one.
I never saw them.
Yeah.
The sequels?
Yeah.
I don't think I did either. I heard they were not, Brian, you saw them.
I saw all of them. The first one's by far the best.
Are you a red pill or a blue pill guy, Brian?
Whichever one makes you wake up from the pod.
That's the red pill.
Yeah, give me
the blue.
The red pill wakes you up. The blue pill, you just go along blindly while...
I want to drink martinis, play golf, and go for walks.
Yeah,
if that's the
right.
Blue pill, let's go.
Yeah, your matrix is not bad.
That's good.
Your matrix is actually pretty good.
You
got a fun
nice.
Job. You play a lot of golf. You have dinner every Friday night with Susan. You have your
not
martini.
A bad
pretty good deal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal.
And he's
John,
got combo plates with you coming up. Another
oh, that's
combo
right.
Coming.
Very exciting.
I'm looking forward to it.
What day are you doing that?
It's the next Eastern trip, whenever the Lakers
it's
leave.
Two weeks.
So there you go. Did you watch V? Remember the miniseries V where the aliens come down and they infiltrate Earth.
Yeah, I'm not a sci-fi guy. Mason had to drag me kicking and screaming to Game of Thrones, which I loved. But okay. I won't watch any sci-fi.
Yeah.
Even in high school?
I've never seen an episode of Star Trek.
Well,
I have never.
I don't know if I have.
Any of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings I've seen. I did not like Lord of the Rings.
I've never.
Star Wars?
The first three. The first six.
Okay.
So I'm like, not in 20 years. Here's the biggest one that Kobe used to just shake his head at me about. I've never seen any Harry Potter anything.
Neither have I.
Harry Potter. Not to ask about something called V.
Yeah, didn't read the books, didn't see the movies. I know, you know, Hogwarts.
You see everything. How did you miss the Harry Potter movies?
I you know what? I always thought, oh, that must be for little kids.
Yeah.
I always assumed Harry Potter was for little kids. No, I know grown-ups. Bergman watched, he did a whole game one here on the show one time where none of us had ever seen Harry Potter, and he was asking, you know, what...
He was trying to throw a game to Brian. It worked.
Slith people, or I don't know what the hell you were talking about, but it was one of the worst games we've ever had. A lot of negative public reaction over it.
Guys, I'm going to leave this up to you the rest of the way. I have high school baseball that I need to go watch,
nice.
So you can talk amongst yourselves.
Wait a minute. High school baseball where?
Dana Hills High School.
So it's like a 3 o'clock start?
Yeah.
If you leave now, will you be there first pitch?
Yes, if I leave now.
Okay.
And the boy may play today, so I need to get moving.
Yeah, you should, because as I learned driving in today, the 110 freeway, if anyone gets in an accident, everyone has to stop and look.
Yeah, that's it. It's true.
And I mean, it's like four cars piled up on the side, and I'm just like, go. Why are we
The thing that pisses me off is when they're not even in your lane. Like, the accident is on the other side of the freeway, and everybody on your side
of the
freeway
goes
slow.
Like, are we trying to see blood and guts? Is that what we want to
see? Anything. Yeah, I don't want to see anything.
I just want to get to where
I'm going.
Neither
do I. Yeah. I don't want to see carnage. That sounds terrible.
Can we
I want to see V.
Can we call you and then just stay with us?
Oh, yeah.
Like, call me as many times as you want.
Yeah, I wouldn't do what I do. Just let it go to voicemail.
Feel free to call me. All right, you guys. This is Harry Mace. Here's your in and out.
You want amongst ourselves.
You want an injury update?
Sure.
LeBron probable.
Good.
AD questionable.
Oh, boy.
So I think as this 25 game stretch comes down. Look at it. So the play-in tournament right now, think about this, would include,
if
the season ended today, LeBron, Steph in a 9-10 game,
right,
and Booker and Durant against De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis in the 7-8 game. The play-in tournament might be higher rated than the actual playoff.
And these are real teams. You know,
if the Lakers were to win that first game against Golden State, the second game is no cakewalk.
And it would be on the road. Matter of fact, after last night, both of them might be on the road. The Lakers are only a half a game out of 10th.
Yes.
Yeah. What's interesting is Utah and Houston basically have fallen off.
Yeah, there's a cushion there. So in other words, I
think we know who the 10 are. We just don't know the order.
You're going to be in the play-in, but the chances are, we're talking about it. If you're 7 or 8, I feel good that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 7
last
or 8.
Last year they were 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're 9 or 10, it's a coin flip.
It is a
coin flip. I think there's just as good of a chance
to
not
this
make
scenario.
It than make it.
It could be Lakers, Warriors, Steph against LeBron in the elimination play-in game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then if you win it, you go to Phoenix and play against Durant, Beal, and Booker.
Yes.
Or you go to Sacramento and play against
De'Aaron
Fox
and
Sabonis.
Fox, yeah.
Yeah, they're making life hard on themselves.
Okay, 27 losses for the Lakers. So they're 4 games in the loss column back of all those other teams in front of them.
Right.
So the Kings, the Suns, Dallas all have 23 losses. You only have 25 games.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's not like...
Well, what you have to do is win the head-to-heads, which last night was one of them. Tomorrow night, or Sunday in Phoenix is another one. Those are the ones, because you can hand them a loss and pick up a game. But they won't be favored Sunday in Phoenix. They'll be favored tonight.
I'm sure they're favored considerably tonight, right?
Spurs, that's got
10.
Is it 10? Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking about it on Wemby, and you got a chance to see him because you were in San Antonio for those
I've
two
I've seen
games.
Him play in person twice.
Do you feel like there's been enough conversation about Wembanyama?
Yes.
Or no, because of the Spurs? And just Spurs are just not a good team.
Anybody who covers the NBA regularly will tell you the guy is an absolute alien. I mean, he's 7'4".
Yeah.
He has arms that go down to his knees. He's 19, mm-hmm. and he leads the NBA in blocks at age 19. And I heard you and Trav talking about Jokic and Embiid. Embiid's just as good as Jokic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I mean,
I
Embiid, a lot of people think Embiid's better than Jokic. The difference is Jokic is durable and Embiid isn't. The only question about Wembanyama, if he's going to the Hall of Fame, is can he stay healthy?
Right.
You can tell already he's
And I'll good. Tell you, we had this conversation while you were gone, John, but we were talking about who's the next face of the league, post-Steph, post-LeBron, all that. I think it very well, as long as he stays healthy, could be Wembanyama.
Yeah, they've got to win.
Yeah.
They've got to figure out how to win. But it won't be an American.
No.
You think about it, it'll be Jokic, it'll be Luka, it'll be, you know,
What
Wemby.
About Jason Tatum?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, he's on a good team.
Yeah, he's on a good team.
He's a great player, but I don't think
he's got the charisma to be that guy?
I don't think he's the best player in the league. I just think Jokic is better.
But isn't there a
Wemby's
difference between
better.
Being the best player and being the face of the league?
Well, if you're going to be the face of the league, you have to win titles.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum doesn't have any yet. Wemby obviously doesn't have any yet.
Luka doesn't
have any. Jokic just got one. And he might be getting another one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't be the face of the league if you don't win.
So, Michael, yes, sir. Do you guys talk about the All-Star game at all?
Yeah.
So, Michael, I bring up All-Star game. He's going to hallucinate.
Oh, my God,
this
yes.
is the worst game ever, and he's not wrong.
No, it was terrible.
It's the worst game.
Yeah.
Would they ever, we were talking about this yesterday, go USA versus the world?
Yeah.
Hockey.
I think
game.
They,
hockey
haven't they it. Done it?
No, hockey did it.
The NBA hasn't done that?
No.
Okay, so Michael was saying, well, you can't do that because now you're going to have a lot of these Americans who deserve to be All-Stars that can't get in the All-Star game. And my point to him was, well, the guys who are there already don't care. As in, you're going to pick 12 people
right.
that represent
I'm with
the
you.
World, 12 people that represent the United States. The ones who don't make it, please don't complain you didn't make it. Nobody cares about it.
And there are 12,
don't care about the
there
All-Star
are 12
game.
Foreign-born players who are all worthy of being All-Stars.
But wait a minute. Would you divide it? Would you say vote on the world side, vote on the American side? How
yeah,
would that work? So you'd have
be.
A team.
Yeah, you would just vote for, like you vote for East and West. It would just be world.
I can
or
hear them
American.
Not trying already.
Right.
That's it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference.
There's only one thing that's going to fix it. Look at the in-season tournament.
Money?
They all played hard because they all got $500,000 if they
won. It was that banner, John. They wanted
they
that banner.
Did they get anything for the All-Star game?
Zero.
Compensation?
Zero.
Nothing?
Yeah.
No, they should. I know they make a lot of money off of it, but the slam dunk contest is trash,
yep.
and so is the game
the
itself.
The highlight of the weekend was Steph and Sabrina.
Yeah,
that
right.
was great.
You're right.
That
yeah.
was great. And by the way, you can see a spot down the road where maybe it's Caitlin Clark versus Steph.
Or you put Caitlin Clark and Sabrina against Steph and Clay.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony Slater mentioned that yesterday. What's going on today? What are you guys doing?
A lot of screwing around. Michael's going to be here. Pepe's okay. going to be here. Do
All
you know
right.
when Pepe orders coffee at the Starbucks downstairs, when they call his name, they'll say, Pepe, your macchiato is ready?
Oh, seriously. People don't know how to pronounce P-E-P-E?
No, Pepe.
Oh, please.
Pepe. Right. This is what he says. And it's all about respect. Respect, Pepe
What time
says.
Will that be happening at Starbucks, if anybody wants to see
I probably 1:30. Pepe will arrive at the
Go
Starbucks.
Down there,
well, he'll stop at one in Orange County, so he has one on his drive-in, and then he'll reload when he gets here.
Yes.
All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger, that's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Ireland, coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
afternoon.
What is Morales off today?
Blah.
Good Give afternoon. Us a good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There you go. There it is.
Is Morales off today?
We
is that what's going
about
on?
Before. Remember, he got, I got an
got a
email.
Good tea time.
I read it to you. You said, okay, he's not in. And we said, yeah.
We never had that conversation.
We did in the room earlier.
I was eating my sandwich and looking up notes. I guess I didn't hear that. So he's just.
Weird. You're not listening.
Look.
Shocking.
I'm hearing. I'm just not listening.
Right.
There's a difference, right? I heard you, but I did not listen to what you said.
That's normal.
It is normal. It is normal.
That's okay.
Yeah, so this is going to be a screw around Friday. Effing Friday. Michael Thompson's going to be here.
Friday.
Pepe Mantilla is going to be here. Lakers lose last night at Golden State, and tonight they're home to face Wemby.
25 games left.
They've got to go 16-9, John, in order to avoid the play-in tournament. That's what I projected.
Your bet rides on the health of LeBron and AD.
Yeah.
If you know, like last night when LeBron, when they said LeBron wasn't playing, I go,
I was like, screw it.
Well, you know, they beat Boston without LeBron and AD. You can't go to that well twice.
No, no. Know? I mean, I'll say this. I still do not understand, and it's kind of loss of focus. For LeBron to have played in the All-Star game and not played in that first night back, I just think that is a terrible decision. And really, if they come down to the wire and it's a difference between one game, the fact that he played in the All-Star game and not last night is going to be one of the deciding factors potentially.
Well, especially that All-Star game, which just a complete waste of time.
Now, you sent over this goofy USA Today plan for the All-Star game.
Yeah. All right. So USA Today has a crazy idea. But here's what I would say about it. It's my phone.
Oh, okay.
It's ringing.
I'm like, I feel buzzing.
I'll put
somewhere.
It over here.
No, it's the Lisa's car's in the shop, and it's the shop calling me how much money I'm going to have to spend.
Got it.
Ooh, I want to know.
It's a lot.
It always is.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you, before you get to that, I didn't tell you that when right after we went on break, so Wednesday afternoon, I know we don't work, I didn't work for 5 days after that, and I'm pulling in, I'm parallel parking. And I hear clunk, clunk. And I'm like, oh, God, I hit somebody. Who did I hit? Who did I hit? Get out. I hit Juan's car. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, a double whammy.
Double hit Juan's
Damage
car.
Damage to both cars?
No, mine is totally fine.
I thought
fine.
You guys only had one car between the
we
two
We did
of you.
For a long time. But now I've got the Elantra, and he's got a and knocked the window right off of it. So now he's got, like, electrician's tape wrapped around the window.
Yeah.
And that's just... My driving is in bad need of help.
It always has been,
boom, boom, boom.
By the way. All right, so here's the USA Today plan to fix the All-Star game. And you're going to think it's too radical, but remember, the question you need to ask is, would it be better than what we just saw?
Mm-hmm.
And technically, the answer
anything,
to that is almost anything.
Anything would be better.
We all turn that off.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what their idea is. There are 12 players on each team. First round would be 6 one-on-one games in each conference for a total of 12 games. In other words, so you just played a 5. Jokic against Embiid. You would play somebody your own weight class.
Yes, right.
You know, Steph against Dame.
Yep.
I'd watch that. I mean, it'd be fun. All right, so then you eliminate 6 people that way. Once that round's over, it's halftime.
Right.
Okay. Then for the second half, with it down to 6 players in each conference, you go 3-on-3 in the semifinals. The 3-on-3 team to advance from each conference advances to the championship round, and you name an MVP from the winner of the title round. So it would be 6 games of 1-on-1, then 2 games of 3-on-3, but it would be... I think more people would care because you could throw a bunch of money at
Look,
it.
Look, more people would care. I mean, I love the idea of one-on-one, but here's the problem. The word is embarrassment. Nobody wants to go out there and lose one-on-one to anybody else. It's the same reason why people don't compete in the dunk competition.
Right.
They don't want to go out there and do what Jaylen Brown did, and Jaylen Brown got all kinds of grief over that because it was a pretty ordinary performance.
It would never work. And the problem
why?
Is because it would not work because they're not playing in the All-Star game as hard as they want to because of injuries. The whole thing is in one-on-one.
That's not why they're not playing hard.
But they don't want to get injured. That's what Anthony Davis said.
That's what Anthony Davis said, but I think they just don't care.
It's not just
the
money.
Reason they don't care is that the NBA makes a fortune off of All-Star Weekend and the players don't get any. Look at how hard everybody competed in that in-season tournament.
Right.
Because there are a couple guys on the Lakers, like Maxwell Lewis. That $500,000 is 45% of his salary.
But Maxwell Lewis is not in the All-Star game. They're all making $50 million.
Right. No, but the point is he's saying put money on the table.
But LeBron and AD cared because they could get $500,000 for the guys on their team.
For the guys, but again, now it's the All-Star game where everyone's making $35 to $50 million.
If you're
$500,000
doesn't make a difference. It is the highest paid guys in the league generally.
I think the money would motivate him. But Greg, if you're right and it doesn't, if you try this and they don't play defense, kill it.
Yeah, see, it would have to be like you're giving each player $5 million.
No, Mike, here's Michael and I's
idea. $1 million is not enough.
Here's Michael and I's idea.
Okay.
12 players on each team, right?
Yep.
You get the NBA corporate sponsors, whoever is their big sponsor for the year.
Right.
$12 million pool. Winners get all $12 million. Losers get nothing. So those 12 guys will get $1 million each who win the All-Star game. The 12 guys who lose get nothing. Now, as a
million is
as a component of it, 500,000. Like, so let's say you're Steph Curry, and you're on the winning team. 500,000 goes to the charity of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You keep the other 500 grand.
Okay.
So you're not only you're advertising. All these guys have foundations and charities.
Sure, they do.
So like LeBron could do it for his school. He could do it for the I Promise School if he wanted to. Or any, you know, he's got a lot of charitable things he's involved with.
Sure.
And I think then if you knew you could make $500,000 for your charity and it doesn't come out of your pocket, all you have to do is win. I think they'd play hard.
I don't know why the league wouldn't put up the money. They make so much money on this damn weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a gigantic event. Now, the problem is a lot of people watch, and they're not seeing a good brand of basketball.
A lot of people won't watch if they don't change it. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
That although, if they do nothing, I mean, everybody I know that turned on, I'm assuming you guys are the same, either didn't watch the All-Star game at all, or you turned it on, looked at it, and went,
I turned it on in the third quarter. I'm like, they're already
Brian, did you watch
over
it at all?
Points?
I watched for like 5 minutes, and then I was like, okay. It's
Greg?
I watched the end of the second quarter and the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, that's more than most people did.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder, though, obviously we're deep into it. I wonder if, like, the casual fan, the less hardcore fan, doesn't look at it and say, oh, cool, there's a dunk. Oh, look at the lob. Oh,
I don't know anyone I've talked to. I don't talk to everybody, but I talk to a lot of people who thought that All-Star game was any good at all.
I agree.
Terrible will come up in the first 10 seconds if you ask somebody what they think of
the
All-Star game.
I think in the end they got to scrap it. They just scrap the All-Star game.
They either have to throw money at it to see if that'll fix it, or just scrap it.
Just do some big fan-festy kind of thing.
The NFL Pro Bowl was high-rated, but when they realized that nobody was tackling, they just killed it.
Right. Now they do flag football and tug-of-war.
Right. But you can still get named to the Pro Bowl. Most guys opt out of it, but
yep.
They realize nobody's going to – if the players don't care – like Michael Wilbon had a good line about this on PTI the other day. If you're a fan, why should you care if they don't care?
Fair question.
You know,
yeah.
If we just came in here and we didn't do a show, we just came in here and talked.
I mean,
wait a minute. Is that not kind of what we do?
It's Friday. We're actually going to do that today.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk a lot.
But if we did nothing, if we did no prep, we didn't care, there was no passion, we just came in here and said, hey, hand me that ham and cheese sandwich.
And Here's the newspaper, and read it.
Ate on the air. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I answered my phone just rang. I answered my phone and talked to the.
No, that's Michael's job.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can only have one guy that does that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody would care. Fans won't care if you don't care.
Correct.
So they got to do something.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I don't think there's any fixing it, I'll be honest. You know, what does $1 million mean to somebody who makes, you know, is worth a billion?
LeBron's worth a billion, but most of those guys aren't.
But they're all on. I mean, chances are the guys that go to the All-Star game are making gigantic money.
You and I make a lot of money. If somebody offered us $100,000 to do something, we would get our attention. We'd do it.
Yeah, but there's a difference between what we have and what they have.
But I'm saying if we had a contest at the station among all the shows.
Yes.
And this actually happened. Remember, right when Good Karma bought us,
yes,
they were trying something and they wanted everybody to sign up for it.
Yep.
And Craig Karmazan said, if the show that gets the most people to sign up, I'll take everybody to dinner.
That's true.
So we went hard,
yep.
And we won it.
What was that? That was called Cover 4, I think, right?
Cover 5.
Cover 5.
And so we won it. And Sedano afterwards said, I don't know what you guys are doing. I have dinner with Craig Carmazon all the time. He didn't care.
Yeah,
Sedano didn't care.
Right. There were no stakes.
And for him.
Correct.
But we had never had dinner with Craig Carmazon, and we thought he's running the company, and we're competitive, and we remember that's the thing that
got us in all kinds of trouble.
We got everybody thrown into a meeting.
Yep.
Because I threw tickets into it that I wasn't allowed to give, and you did something you weren't allowed to do.
I gave away some stuff, yeah, and
Craig,
we all
Craig
gave away stuff.
Ended up in like 5 meetings because of it.
It was very frustrating. I can tell you that.
Right.
There was a lot.
But what
I
like
the dinner. The dinner was nice.
Yeah. Well, but what I'm saying is we cared, but the other shows didn't.
Yep.
And if everybody has to care, if it only takes, like, if I want to win, like Carl Anthony Towns cared, he scored 50 points, but nobody guarded him.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't work if everybody doesn't care.
Yeah. All right.
So you're right. I think they should first try and fix it with money.
Yep.
And if that doesn't work, scrap it. You think they should just scrap it?
Just scrap it.
By the way, Michael thinks what you
make it into a fan fest and everybody comes
to
town.
They already have that. And I'm telling you, if you do my day of dunks and let people from outside the NBA participate in the dunk contest.
But again, it's embarrassment. No professional basketball player wants to lose to a guy from Venice Beach.
Then?
On national TV.
Then? Throw the NBA guys out.
Just use them?
We'll make it open to them. You tell all the NBA guys, hey, we're putting $1 million in the dunk contest. If you want to win $1 million, enter it and see who shows up. And if none of the NBA guys take the money, then we'll just do all the other guys.
I predict Mac McClung will once again be a participant
in
the slam dunk contest. All right, so there's so much going on today. I wanted to, and I'm going to try to get to everything.
I thought we were going
to
empty the bin today.
We're going to empty the bin.
We have a bin of like 100 stories that we like that we haven't done, so we're going to try and knock a bunch out today.
So many stories. All right, so let's do one right now.
Well,
we
got a break. And
Before we do, breaks don't matter anymore. Did you get that memo?
Well, except corporate Morales will come in here and demand that we break.
Morales is on the golf course right now. He can't. He has no control over anything.
We do have to break, but it's just if you're in the middle of a good conversation, keep going.
Yeah.
Well, that's I've been arguing for that for 20 years. That's what Howard Stern's been doing since the beginning of time.
John, you win.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
It took 20 years, but
nice.
I won. All right, so what do you want to talk about?
Let's do this. John, I have got a story here about the way too early NFL power ranking. Actually, let's think about that, and then we'll come back. I also have a story about the world's hottest pepper, which has been invented. So that's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I don't know. This is one of my favorite Beyonce songs. Tell everybody. It makes me think of Russell Westbrook right away.
So that makes it your favorite?
Why is that?
No, it's just it's just catchy, sticks in my head. Now I'll hear that all day long.
Okay.
Yeah, it means good song. I like that. I also like her new country song. Some people don't like it. I think it's great.
It's fine.
So, John, I want to talk about, and this is the NFL. By the way, Get Up. You know, I watch the Get Up every day. Still all about the NFL.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. Every, it's like the NFL today. So I've got a list of the way too early NFL power rankings for next year.
All right, can I guess?
Yes, that's the game.
Okay. All right, Bergman, in the top five, Chiefs and Niners both got to be there. The two teams have been in the Super Bowl.
Chiefs are number one, and the Niners are number three.
I think a team
Baltimore?
Yes, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore's number four.
All probably.
Right. See if we can get all five
Eagles,
with that striking.
Do you think the Eagles are
going
to be in there? Okay.
What about now? What about this? Cowboys.
I don't think they give Bills. Bills. I was thinking Bills too.
Brian, would you lean more Cowboys or Bills?
I'd lean more Bills.
Yeah, Bills are number five. So you're only missing, of the top five, you're only missing...
Number two, I think.
Number two.
Number two.
And two, definitely not the Cowboys. Absolutely not.
Cowboys, for the record, number seven.
Okay. So.
So who is in
Miami
the top four?
Miami had a very good year.
Yeah, I don't think it's them.
I'll read you some stuff about them, see if you can figure it out. They've been, they are largely intact as a roster and won't be dramatically changing shape from a financial perspective this offseason. They were in the playoffs this year. They suffered a loss that...
could it be Detroit?
It could be Detroit. I don't think that could be, they'd be number two, though.
They were pretty good this year. They made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. Like, we got three strikes. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Detroit.
That's it. Number two.
Wow.
So it goes Kansas City, Detroit.
Where are the Rams?
San Francisco, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Then Bengals, Cowboys, Eagles, Packers, Browns, and the Rams at number 11. I think that's low for the Rams.
I do, too. I'd rather be the Rams than the Browns.
If I asked you about the Lions and said they're either going to be in the Super Bowl or they're not going to make the playoffs, which one would you lean more towards?
I think they're a playoff team.
Well, that's not the option.
Well, wait a minute. What are the two options?
Not in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl?
Well, answer is somewhere in the middle. I'd lean towards Super Bowl.
No, I'd lean more towards Super Bowl. I think they're going to have it. They're in a tougher division than it would. Than
but
it was
there's
last
no
year.
Way they missed the playoffs.
It's not no way.
I think there's no way they missed the playoffs. They were very good this year.
Packers are going to be better next year.
Packers are going to be better. Absolutely. Minnesota up in the air. You look
Packers
at that division.
Are like, Jordan Love, we've got to find out if that was a 1 year thing or if he's really good. I think he's really good.
Yeah. Where do you think the Chargers are? Just give me a number.
37. There's 16 teams.
Yep.
Or 32 teams. I think they're in the top 16. I'm going to say they're number 12.
14. Oh, is it not right on the dot?
15.
Oh, I had 15. 14.
So yeah. You're right in the middle. Now let me find the Raiders here.
Oh, no. They're 25?
The mighty Raiders.
Keep scrolling.
They don't have a quarterback.
Scrolling away. What number do you think your Las Vegas Raiders are?
I'm going to say they're number 22.
25.
24.
27.
Yeah. Out of 32?
Yep, 27 out of 32.
Yikes.
We're just going to...
Yeah, there is no quarterback.
They're going to be better. They're going to get a quarterback, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
They need to make a deal for Justin Fields. I think that is a guy you can build around. And he's available.
I think, where do the Raiders pick? Do we know? They can always move up. I would love, you know who feels like a Raider to me is Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, I don't know if they can get that high up in the draft. I read,
where is he going to go?
Mike Tannenbaum said, sign Russell Wilson. And draft J.J. McCarthy.
I don't hate that.
I don't really like J.J. McCarthy.
I think J.J. McCarthy would be ideal for a backup to Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Rams even have a first-round pick.
Yeah, they're picking 19.
The Raiders are 13, by the way.
Yeah, Raiders.
I bet you J.J. McCarthy will be there at 19.
Yeah, but I don't think they should use that on J.J. McCarthy.
Well, keep in mind, if Stafford goes down, your season's over.
Well, we don't know who they're going to bring in as a backup. Could be Carson Wentz again.
Carson Wentz is going to go compete for a starting job someplace.
I'd be surprised. He sat on the sideline. He sat on his couch all year long until the very end of the year and played one game for the Rams and scrambled the ball nine times, but otherwise didn't really necessarily run the offense as it was.
Okay, but the backups for the Niners.
Right, but think about this. There are a bunch of teams that need quarterbacks. Carson Wentz could compete for the starting job in Atlanta.
Why didn't he last year?
Because the Rams picked him up. But
it was weak
week 14 they picked him up. Or right. Week, but no, Atlanta, week 9 they picked
Atlanta
him up.
Atlanta fired their coach, brought in a new guy. Raheem Morris in Tampa, they don't know if they're going to be able to re-sign Baker Mayfield. That could be a possibility if Morris liked his experience with
I'd
Wentz.
Be shocked if he was in a starting position next year. I'd be shocked.
I think he would like to go someplace and compete to be a starter.
And here's the guy I want the Rams to draft, if he's still there, is that kid from UCLA. The
Latu, defensive Latu. Lineman?
Liatu Latu.
That guy's something.
He's a stud.
Yeah,
you would love something. To have him. You need You actually need a pass rusher.
Exactly
he
what the Rams
the
need.
Right guy.
Yeah, he would be a fantastic fit.
Do you want to pick a quarterback? If you pick a quarterback, do you want to do it in the first three rounds or at the end of the draft?
For the Rams, it depends who it is. If you could get, Russell Wilson was a third round pick,
yeah. Right?
You know, so you know,
there are guys.
Cooper Kupp was a third round pick.
But I mean, last year Stetson Bennett, we still
wasn't
don't know
Puka
what's going Nakua on with
Stetson fourth
Bennett.
Round pick,
third or fourth round, yeah. So they know how to find. Oh, he's here early today.
He's got nothing better to do.
The great Michael Thompson. Yeah,
I'm always here this time.
MT, dressed up for the game, sweats and a Bahamas sweatshirt.
Michael, would you take the Michigan quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, with your first-round pick if you already had a quarterback?
Heck yeah.
No.
Mace, what is the most important position in all of team sports, the quarterback? If Stafford
Correct.
Goes down, you're doomed.
And by the way, Mace, as a Rams season ticket holder, I'm surprised you're not on board with this because this could be Matthew Stafford's last year. What is he, 37?
Yeah. Wait, we don't know that. We don't know. He's 36. We don't know if that's going to be his last year.
You got to have a backup.
You got to have a solid backup. Yeah. But I don't necessarily think you invest a first-round draft pick in a quarterback when you're going all in and you need an edge rusher or an offensive lineman really badly.
Like
let me think. Who had a starting quarterback and drafted a quarterback 10th? Which team was that?
It happens.
Let me see. Oh, Kansas City.
Yeah, it happens.
Remember Alex Smith?
Yeah, but they didn't spend a first-round pick on Patrick
Mahomes. I
think it
was lower than 10th. Yeah, they did.
No, you meant 10th.
Was he?
No. I think you meant 10th.
Patrick Mahomes on 10th?
I think Mahomes went 15th, but I'm going to look it up right now.
I think 10th or 12th. No lower than 12th. I think it's 10th, though. So, yeah, you do. If you see a quarterback.
And by the way, they had Alex Smith that year,
Mace. Yeah, Mace.
He was
talking about you got two quarterbacks.
Yeah, and so if you, it depends how they feel about.
Like I saw a mock draft where they're taking Bo Nix. It's like you don't take Bo Nix.
Why not?
Oh, he's in his 30s now.
So what?
He's not that old.
That means he's mature.
He's like 33. He's married. He's got six kids.
Right? Don't you want a mature guy who has to step in case Stafford gets hurt?
No.
By the way,
think you're pushing all your chips into the middle of the table for this year. That's not investing in a backup quarterback.
Grossly overstating Bo Nix's age.
I know he's 25.
He's 23.
Oh well, he seems 25. Looks 25.
What do you want? You want to draft a 19-year-old quarterback? 20? Come on. The older you are in college, the better you are.
Okay, we're trying to get through a lot of stories today, Michael, right, so just ride along.
Mace, he does turn 24 in 2 days.
Thank you.
So he's getting closer to 30.
So mid-30s was not quite right.
You are an ageist.
I'm not an ageist.
He is an ageist.
I'm not an ageist.
He always is. You hate old people.
Go watch Gunsmoke.
See? What's wrong with Haas and Little Joe?
He loves Gunsmoke.
I know.
And I love Lucy. What's wrong with that? Yeah. And the Honeymooners?
So how are you with hot stuff?
Oh,
like,
I love it.
Do you really like hot
talking
stuff?
About hot sauce and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
what about you like peppers, hot peppers?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm terrible with this stuff. Like, I could never go on the hot ones. Michael, could you go on the hot ones?
Oh, yeah. Black people love hot sauce and peppers and stuff.
Okay.
It's a known thing.
Okay. They've invented a new hot pepper, Michael.
Ooh. Oh, well, now, I don't go extreme.
Okay,
well,
wait. It is called Pepper X. Uh-huh. The pepper is brutally hot. It is done by a pepper breeder, which is apparently a job. And it is rated on the scale of hotness at the very, very peak. So it's the hottest pepper that has ever been invented in the history of the world. Would you try it once?
No, I'm not. I love hot peppers, but not that hot where it's going to basically send you to the hospital.
By the way, I would pay not to eat that pepper.
Yeah.
$100.
No. I mean, I would pay you $100 not to eat it.
Would you pay? Really? Well, I'm not eating it, so give me $100.
No, if Michael has been around me enough to know, if you throw something on the table and say $100 to whoever eats it, I wouldn't even blink.
Right. Yeah.
You know what company developed the pepper?
Ooh.
They're called Pucker Butt Pepper Company.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't want my butt puckering.
And it is, there's a rating of hotness. It's called the Scoville Heat Units. If you watch the hot ones, you know about that. It's 2,693,000 Scoville Heat Units, which is, over almost double the heat of a Carolina Reaper pepper.
How could you make artificially make a hotter pepper than Mother Nature? How is that
well,
possible?
Well, because you can doctor it with
or you blend it up
chemicals and spices.
You really don't think? No, you're breeding. You're putting this pepper with that pepper, and they're getting together, and they're making a new pepper.
That doesn't sound safe.
Genetically modified. That's what it is.
Yeah, I see.
Everything you eat is genetically modified.
That's not true.
So, sure it is.
Like what?
If it doesn't say organic, chances are it's coming from somebody's lab who breeded a couple of seeds
together. Or they're putting preservatives in it to keep it from spoiling.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
So coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. Pepe's going to be here.
He just walked in. I saw him.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the L.A. County.
Did you bring his gift? It's a my confession. You're not going to give it to him on the show?
No, on the game. At the game.
Because then nobody will hear his reaction.
Well, we'll document it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was looking at, I want to talk about the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. I was looking at a clip from Johnny Manziel, former NFL quarterback, who had a really rough time in Cleveland. His role model was LeBron. And you know what? LeBron reached out to Johnny Manziel on a weekly basis, said, come on over here, play some pepper with the guy, play some poker with the guys, all that kind of stuff. Because he was checking in on him. And that's one thing that you should know, is that if somebody in your life is having trouble, emotional distress, they're having trouble with a relationship, or they're overwhelmed, or they're anxious, or there's too much happening at work, you should reach out to them. And if you are having those problems yourself, you should reach out to somebody else. It's all about communication. It's all about supporting each other. That's the most important thing. And if you feel like you can't reach out for some reason, I've got a resource for you, the LA County Department of Mental Health. They've got free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. There's a 24/7 hotline, 800-854-7771. You can visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. If you are going through something right now, please use that 24/7 hotline number, 800-854-7771, with the LA County Department of Mental Health. They're all about hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. Pepe's in the house. Question. If you had the chance to live the rest of your life emotionally pain-free, would you do it? Emotionally pain-free.
So you're basically Mr. Spark or Alan Sliwa.
Yes.
Okay.
Like that.
Gotta do that?
No emotional pain. No emotional pain. No emotional pain.
Right.
Would you live life that way?
No. That means you get no joy and happiness, thrill of ecstasy. No. Obviously, the sadness comes along with that.
Right.
Pain, but no. Who would do that?
Ireland?
No, I'm with Michael. See, I like being emotional.
Well, emotional pain, though.
Well, but if you don't. The good comes with the bad, right?
Yeah,
if you don't take the pain,
yes,
then you can't have the joy.
Right.
I look at this exactly the way Michael looked at
Pepe?
It.
Pepe?
I agree with them. I mean, you have to be cold
Maybe
as ice.
This is an easy question, yeah.
Cold as ice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I agree with this.
I mean, no. I know people who are good at managing emotional pain. They never get too high, never get too low.
Right.
It's a good tactic in business, but
sure.
It's not a very good way to live your
See,
life.
See, I think we don't even realize, Bergman, Are you with everybody?
I don't
here?
Really have emotions in general now.
Oh,
so,
come on.
So I'm fine.
Oh, that's
with it.
Right. You're in management. You have no
that's
emotions.
That's true.
There are no
what
emotions.
What are you, Prozac
no
over there?
Emotions.
Plus,
I never go high. I never go low. I'm always right here.
Plus, if you don't have emotional pain.
That's not even true. You get upset really easy.
What do you, yeah, what do you mean by that, Pepe? It's ridiculous to say something
yes.
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like when Mason says, I never get mad.
I don't.
What are you talking
I don't
about?
Get mad.
How dare you?
How dare
you? Brian, are you with everybody
here? Yeah, I'm with them right there. You got to have. The emotion. That's all life's because all about.
If you don't have the downs, how will you know when the ups
you
are? You won't
the,
savor
if
them.
If you don't have the downs, then that means you can't empathize and sympathize with other people.
Very good point. Very
that's
good point.
Totally right. Like
I learned
my
that
mother,
in psychology in college. Patrick.
Like my mother said, rainy days are good because otherwise you wouldn't appreciate the sunshine.
Okay. There's
good,
it. That's very
and
good.
Rainy days are good or else we won't have any water.
All right, so I want to throw something at you guys. Lakers lose last night. There's a report from Brian Windhorst today. Brian Windhorst says he does not believe this is LeBron's last stand with the Lakers.
Duh.
He says LeBron is angling to sign a multi-year deal in the offseason with the Lakers that will be nine figures, even bigger than the deal he is on now. Whether or not he's able to finish the deal, whether or not the Lakers want to give him a three-year contract and pay him $60 million a year and pay him $60 million when he's 42, that's a different discussion. So I guess the question is, would you give, if you're the Lakers, LeBron James 3 years, 180?
Of course. He's not slowing down. He doesn't jump as high as he used to, but he's still dominant at times. And the way he takes care of himself, he's a one-off. We've never seen another athlete like this play at this level at this age. So the way he takes care of himself, the way he pays the price to stay in shape, he could play a 3 years. He
3 years, 180 is insane.
No, because
that's an insane
you remember
number.
Too. But
he's
40, Mace,
you're paying him $60 million yeah. when he's 42.
But Mace, you got to remember the money's coming in from streaming and TV. They get the to do it. They, the teams can afford it.
But in a they can of course can afford it. They're playing within a salary cap, so the Lakers will have to build around that. But I think 3 years, 180 is ridiculous
Cap's
for a guy who's 39 years
Cap's
old.
Cap's going to go up too when all this money comes in.
I don't disagree with you any. But again, where are your resources going? They're going to a 42-year-old guy who is definitely on the other side. Of the mountain, you're paying $60 million a year, 3 years, 180.
Not everybody on the team's going to make 30, 40, 50 million bucks a year. You're going to have a bunch of guys make it 15 and 17 like they're doing now.
Pepe, 3 years, 180 for LeBron.
I'll give it to him. You know why? Because the Lakers are going to make money with LeBron playing for the Lakers. Not only that, when LeBron is playing, even if he doesn't play the way he used to, the other team is going to be, they're not going to even leave him open.
Right, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 years, 180, John.
No.
Yes, yeah, really? Thank you. Thank you.
I think what I would do if I was the Lakers is try – Rob values flexibility.
Correct.
I would try and offer him like – I'd give him a two-year deal and see if he would go for it.
Two for 120?
Two for 120 is fine.
If I was LeBron, I'd want a one-on-one. Give me 60
well,
and an option,
option
for
option.
Another 60.
He always does that option. He'll sign 1 year player option. For
but he's showing no signs of slowing down. But to give a 39-year-old player 3 years at that rate
is kind of unprecedented.
Right. Would be.
Well, what he's doing is unprecedented.
Yeah, that's true. But it would be really hard to do it. It'll depend, too, on how this season ends.
Right.
You know, like if, you know, like LeBron didn't play last night and it looks like the Lakers are going to the play-in tournament. I mean, they could theoretically move into the six, but they're going to have to play really well.
Really well.
And if they do what they did last year and make a run from the play-in tournament into the Western Conference Finals, then maybe you do it. But if you don't, it's just a ton of money. It ties up your whole salary cap.
Yep.
Do you think that if LeBron would have played yesterday, it would have been a different story?
Of course.
Absolutely would have.
But
I mean, those 14 minutes in the All-Star game were really important.
Well, they're important to him.
No, they're not. It's not.
Well, I mean, he talks very, waxes very poetic about how important it is for him to be part of the All-Star
game. I know, but.
Be a part of the All-Star weekend, but not to play in the game. Yeah, none of those guys wanted to play.
Yeah, no, none of it. Clearly, none of them wanted to play.
No. They want to be All-Stars, but they don't want to play.
Bergman, 3 years, 180 for LeBron.
Way too much.
Yep.
At 39 years old, going to be to 42? No way. You can't give him $60 million at 42 years old.
Yeah, I think that's an insane
request.
So
you think he's going to fall off a cliff at 41?
Here's my exception to it. If he leads the Lakers on a run back to the finals this year, then I think you consider it.
Of course.
Yeah, that's after looking at last. Well, we'll find out tonight. They'll win. The schedule gets really interesting from here at Phoenix on Sunday. They've got Clippers next week. I mean, they've got a really rough stretch that they're in right now.
He can do it.
For the Lakers, but it's also hard for the other teams because when the Lakers are playing good, nobody wants to play the Lakers.
Pepe said something while you guys weren't here that I want to quote. Pepe said the Lakers are like a mirror.
How so?
They play as well as the other team does. If they play a good team, they play good. If they play a great team, they play great. If they play a bad team, they play poorly.
That makes no sense.
No, it does. They look in the
in the mirror, and what do you see? Your reflection.
It's just. I mean,
so how you playing with the team?
No, it does. Does that not make sense?
No,
of course it makes sense.
When I look in the mirror, I see me, so I play like me.
Right.
When you see yourself in the mirror, you run.
You're the mirror.
So I don't see nobody else.
In this analogy, you're the mirror.
I look in the mirror. I don't see the Denver Nuggets. I see the Lakers.
Well, no, but if you're the mirror, you see the Denver Nuggets. You're
no,
the mirror.
Mace, yeah. Don't waste your time.
I know.
It makes no sense.
It makes perfect
Lakers
sense.
Lakers are like a mirror.
Perfect.
He doesn't know anything.
How does that make sense, Mark?
You're Michael. The mirror.
Michael, you're not you. You're the mirror.
You're
so
the mirror.
Mirror is seeing the Nuggets.
And you're playing as well as they are.
Think about the Nuggets looking into a mirror and seeing themselves.
Right.
You're the mirror.
Okay. You're the mirror.
Nuggets
are
looking at you and they
see themselves.
Yes.
So how's the Lakers come out of that?
You know what? Because you're a mirror. Anyway,
Write it down. Okay. Write it down.
I'm going to draw you a diagram during the break.
You guys are confusing everybody.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Just you.
You're easily confused. Ireland, does this not make sense? You're the mirror.
Yeah. I think it's actually an accurate statement. I mean, the Lakers play. Another way of saying it is the Lakers tend to play to the level of the competition.
Yeah. I just like Pepe's mirror analogy.
But when you look at a mirror, you see yourself.
You're the mirror!
Yeah, Michael,
yeah.
Really.
You're overcomplicating
Yeah,
this.
You're really making it too hard, Michael.
So the Lakers are a mirror.
Have you listened to football when they said that the middle linebacker is mirroring their running back?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't mirror him, they shadow him.
All right. Let's do 2 o'clock call of the day.
So much stuff. Do you really want to do 2 o'clock all day?
Yes,
when you're trying
yes
to get through everything?
We do. I want to talk to at least one really good, really smart, really interesting caller.
We're going to be waiting a long time.
Jeez.
You are constantly underestimating the people that listen to this show.
You know what?
You know why? Because no feelings. Forever.
Yeah, that's right. You have no feelings. By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a good Karma Brand station.
We would be no guests, no calls forever if Bergman had his way, unless he was hosting, and then he'd get a really good
guest. Calls and guests.
All calls, all guests.
Own
all
a coffee
the time.
Shop. When customers walk in, he'd yell, "Get out!"
Yes,
you hate your customers.
Yeah.
Right, but if I was a coffee shop, I'd want them there.
Correct.
Well, why don't you want the callers here with us?
I love the listeners. The callers are.
No. Right now, prove Bergman wrong. If you are a great caller, only if you're a great caller, and if you are, you know you are.
Well, what's the name of the guy with the soup and? Seinfeld.
The soup Nazi.
No calls for you.
No calls
for you.
877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. It can be anything that we've talked about or stuff that we haven't talked about yet that you want to get to. We'll do that. Also, BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. That means today at 3:30.
We're giving away fifth row tickets.
Fifth row tickets for Lakers OKC, which is a great game coming up. If you can answer all five questions correctly, today at 3:30, you can be in the fifth row for a Lakers game. Mason, Ireland, we got Pepe here. We got MT here. Lakers versus Wemby tonight, 710 ESPN.